The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go. Smell it, it's in the air.
Mirror my God to thee. For those that were not familiar with that tune, that is the song that the band played as the Titanic sunk. And I play that in response to a lot of the messages that I've received over the last week to let you displaced, disloyal cowards know that I will go down with this sinking ship called the Washington Redskins. And I will stand my ground and I will play my tune. Welcome to another edition of The In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B, like it or not, love it a lot. I'm here with you. And as I play that, just want to let you know, the Redskins scored first on New England, even though New England quickly came back and scored again. But, hey, we're in this to win this, man. Shock the world. Here we go. I do not do this show alone. I got my man Scotty Love in the house.
Yo, what it do, what it do. Life is love and love is drinks.
Oh.
Hey.
Love is drinks.
Absolutely.
Well, all right. It's at this time I would like everyone to please rise to your feet. Remove your hats. Place your hands over your heart. And all hail the queen.
I was wondering where that was going. I was like, is that a dig at the Cowboys? Is that a dig at the Eagles? Where is this music going?
Well, hello, welcome. What I usually try to tell Savion Glover is if the shoe fits, then nigga tap dance.
Okay.
Anybody that wants to rock them, gowns on and put them shoes on.
Gowns on.
Challenge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How y'all doing today?
Cool.
Cool, cool. Feeling a little disorientated, but I'm here.
Okay, okay. Well, that's a good thing. Yeah,
but I'm here.
But he's here. I'm sleepy.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I wanted some celestial seasonings. After hearing that
to wake you up. No, yeah. You needed a shot.
Yeah, I do need a shot. Always need a shot. Shots are always good.
Mm-hmm.
At any time.
Mm-hmm. That's what you should have got yourself. Yeah. Get some tea. Yeah. You got yourself a shot.
In the tea.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Make it a toddy.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I'm not feeling sick now. But,
yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes you just want that warm feeling, like you know, got a hug.
Mm-hmm.
And a toddy will do that.
I prefer the hug over the shot.
Yeah, it depends on my mood. So sometimes I'd rather have that hot toddy.
You'd rather have a rather hot toddy.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on who you're getting that hug from.
I'm just saying. Because, first of all, everybody can't hug.
Yeah.
Like, you want a good hug. Everybody can't hug. You know what I mean? Sometimes you don't want a side church hug.
The church hugs are the worst.
Just saying. Sometimes you don't want those. Sometimes you want a real hug.
It's like you're getting a pat on the back.
Good job, Ace. Pat, pat, pat.
The church hug is at its absolute worst after you put in your best work at a potential victim.
Oh,
and they give you the church hug.
At the end?
Yeah, that was a good try. But it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, well, you know. But you knew the job was dangerous when you took it.
I mean, all of them are. Mm-hmm. I mean, they all come with that little tape from Mission Impossible, you know, if you choose to take this mission.
Exactly. But church hugs after you didn't put your, you know.
Mm. When you start, trying to cross and a couple chromosomes, all that good stuff.
Sorry, homie.
Well, there's another show for that.
Oh, no, I'm
guys
like,
are here
later,
for it.
No,
later.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely later, tune into Dating Sucks.
Right.
Question mark.
Right. What do you do when you put in your best work and you get a hug? What happens?
Pat, pat, pat.
Right.
What is that?
Or you get a shoulder punch. Or a fist pound.
A fist pound. Yeah. No. But what are we doing this for? And that's kind of awkward, man. You and a person of the opposite sex. And like,
right. That's it.
Yeah, like,
you're like, I work hard.
What? What are we doing here?
You're like, I work hard, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Same pulling closer to you.
I'm like, I don't know. Yep. That was kind of interesting. I'm like,
wait a minute.
No pause.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
There you go. There you are. Keep it moving.
Yes. Welcome to the 20th century. These devices called microphones.
Uh-huh. Hey, for those of y'all that didn't know, I was a little far away.
Yeah, he was reclined to the other room.
Yeah, I was trying to I was trying to see the game before it went to commercial.
Oh, well. Yeah. Well, we still beat now.
Yeah.
Well, they're still.
For now.
They still have a ball of string in front of us like.
Yeah.
That's all right. Shock the world.
Well, hey, they keep playing around long enough, there will be some shots. Mm.
Well.
Well, by the way, Big B, how you been?
Hey, man, I've been all right.
What'd you do for your birthday?
Drank.
You drank on your birthday? That seems a little weird.
Really?
Just drink.
It's a little odd.
And then when the bar informed us that we had completely devoured the whole bottle, we then left there and, well, went to another place and drank.
Now, how does that work, though? Because, you know, you're in the biz of the bar scene. Mm-hmm. You go to somebody's bar, you drink like a whole damn bottle. Like, are you paying like the price that like Sky and Love and I would pay? Or are you paying like the hookup price?
Well, in this particular
BYOB
instance, well, we had 2 pizzas, calamari, a fifiduce, and bullet shots, and Cavassier.
That bill. The Black Knight.
That was an interesting combination.
And that bill was $50.
Oh, my. Queen, you already know we would never.
No.
Ever.
And then
that kind of hookup. Unless.
And then we went to the next bar.
We riding with our folks.
Mm-hmm. And that bill was $3.99.
See what I'm saying?
No wonder why you still look drunk.
Oh, it continued last night.
All right.
Yeah. I am definitely in recuperation mode, but you know what?
Recuperation protocol. You
know
what?
These deepsters, they know how we roll.
Okay.
They knows how we get stand.
Yeah, it was
true that.
It was a nice cigar night last night for me, too. So, man, that was...
Were you outside, inside?
Oh, I was outside.
Okay.
I had to enjoy the weather.
It was really nice.
It was beautiful.
I had to enjoy the weather.
Like a nice fall day. Like a real one.
Absolutely.
Not
absolutely.
95 degree weather, like 70.
And, you know.
Or 65.
And a couple of hits didn't, they helped out real.
Hits of what?
White Hennessy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you were drinking.
Oh yeah, drinking smoke, and those
little drink,
that you know,
little smoke, yeah. Little drink.
Had to even the portions out.
Okay.
Queen, you know how he got closer to the mic and started talking softer. I don't know if he's even just don't like microphones.
Well,
okay. Like, or he just don't like big black things in his face. I don't know.
Hey.
I'm just saying. I'm asking for a friend.
That way. hey. We can let that question go right over top of your head.
Just asking for a friend.
We don't do that.
All right. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Hey, well, for them it is.
You know, I'm putting together and I'm building up for a show that's going to deal strictly with that topic. Mm. And all of those topics and all the ones that surround it.
Mm. Well, we patiently wait for it.
I can literally, I've heard about it. I can do it right now, but to, I just...
To each their own.
I figure we should... I would just kind of...
To each their own.
And I'm not even going to respond to that because then it's going to lead me down the road. Mm-hmm. Is it TGL? Or is it to,
what you,
to like, their own? They want each to...
It depends on how you look at the situation. To,
depends on but, how you look at it?
It depends on how they looking at the situation.
But I'm just going to...
So...
I'll leave that alone right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, because I see that this is getting ready to. Mm-hmm. This is about to take a detour to.
Yeah.
To email Jihad Land, and I'm not ready to.
Not ready for it.
Crash any servers. Mm. So, with all that right. being said, shall all we start right. the show?
Let's do it.
I guess we can.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Here we go, yo. Sleep if you want, my crew will help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, my crew will help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, my crew will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break?
Hey, 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 I wanted to bring something to y'all's attention that I came across while scrolling through the internet. Kind of disturbing to me. In Valparaiso, Florida, we had a daycare worker. This is disturbing.
She, are you about to make me sad?
I'm not gonna make you sad.
Okay, I'm gonna fight somebody.
You may.
Okay.
Particularly this person.
Okay.
She has been caught. She's broken the legs of four toddlers in her care.
What the hell?
See what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's hard to call her a person.
Mm-hmm.
Christina Marie Curtis, age 25.
Okay.
She was in her group. Four toddlers, ages between 13 and 21 months, broke the legs of these children and went on with her day like it was nothing. She chose to take her time about calling the parents. It got to the point that based on how she did it, she... slammed one child into a wagon. She jerked the child into the air. The parents said, hey, you know, my child has a rash. He doesn't need to go outside today. Oh, she took him outside and then she broke the leg. But the crazy part about it is the authorities took their time in gathering the evidence against her. While she was still walking around like nothing happened. And then on top of that, they set a paltry bond of $4,000. When she could just, she easily posted that and she's out. So I'm trying to figure out here.
Stoning.
What are we doing here?
Stoning.
What are we doing? Did
she snap, or I mean, is there any more?
They didn't say.
Do we know why she?
She just. They didn't say why she did it. She
I'm
just
surprised
did
she's
it.
Still alive. I mean, I'm gonna keep that gully. And, I don't have no kids, but I know people with kids, and I'm surprised that lady's still walking among us. Just saying.
You understand what I'm saying?
Just saying.
I tried to figure this out, and I'm like, you know, what are we doing here? You know, who's checking references? Who's screening these people? Because somewhere along the way, we have lost, I guess, morals or what we're supposed to be doing as a people here. That anytime you
as
can
a people,
just
is she, you just saying is she black or you just mean people?
Oh,
period.
No, she's not black.
So you mean people? Period.
People. Period. Okay. Yeah, I'm not. You know, because I've seen evidence of, you know, some black folks doing some unsavory things.
Absolutely.
So I'm just like, what is it that you could get out of harming a child?
That's a good question.
These are basically babies. These are babies. They can't fend for themselves. You know, they can't fight back. They can't do anything.
How many kids was?
Four.
Four consecutive hobblings.
Is
my ruling.
I could agree with the hobbling.
I say we hobble the bitch. And as soon as it heals, we
hobble her again. Hobble again. Just as the bones heal.
Again, I'm not crack a parent. Them again. I would be like, she would just magically disappear. And nobody would know what happened to her.
And I guess that, you know, because, I mean, if that was somebody in my family, she wouldn't make it to jail.
I don't know. I'm like,
how do you go pick up your child and your children's legs are broken?
Right.
How do you go? They pick the children up from the daycare.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you go to the daycare? You see your child is injured, and nobody has some answers for you.
Please, I know people that like they went to like doggy daycare and picked up their dog, and their dog was injured, and they wanted to like, you know, hurt people there. So I can't even imagine. Like I said, as a parent,
we gonna need some law enforcement. Immediately.
Yeah. I mean, not even just for my child, for the safety of that person.
I don't care that much.
Do you call law enforcement to meet you there, or do you call them after you get there?
No, you call them after you've beat her unconsciously.
Do you disable all the cameras?
Oh, you have to do that first. Okay. That goes without saying. You just start walking around and
think you get to a point where you don't even care. Like, I feel like as a parent, you would like black out and then wake up and her, you know, your foot would be on her neck and you don't even know how it happened.
Possible dismemberment.
Just saying.
I think for 3 hours, her uterus just be outside of her body.
Mm.
God damn.
Okay. And just reach in and pull it out.
Okay.
Well, I mean, because I mean, she does. She deserves some medieval type stuff going
on. She deserves a break today.
Mm. Mm. In several places.
Mm. Okay. Nothing good can come from that story.
Yeah. And then, I found this, and it was kind of interesting as well. We had young Danielle Perez.
All the governments out today.
Got her wish to go on to the Price is Right.
Okay.
And she won a treadmill and a sauna. However, she's been in a wheelchair since 2004. and she has no legs from an accident.
She can use that sauna though.
Yeah, but it's more so about the treadmill. Yeah. What do you do?
I'm guessing you gonna sell it or you gonna give it to somebody but else.
There was an awkward silence throughout the
Get out of my face with that crazy stuff.
Yikes. That is was,
so you know you can see everybody just standing around like, what do we do?
So you mean to tell me at no point, so because you know she had to win on the down part, the where you had to guess the price, whatever, and then make her way up to the stage. Now again, being that she's in a wheelchair, she can't take the normal route. No. She like had to go back up to the seating area, sort of out of the studio,
out the building, and around. And
come back because I mean, that's,
was that the first person in a wheelchair that they ever had?
I don't know.
That I doubt very seriously.
But
however,
my question is this: all those prizes are on floats. Like nobody could have been in Drew's ear and been like, "We need you to stall for about 3 minutes, say some jokes. Let's find out about this lady, whatever, while we roll this motherfucking treadmill out of here and roll something the fuck else in here."
Fair is fair, though.
And I think
but
it was...
But the PR is just horrible.
But that's just more so on the... They say this is the order of the gifts
for that particular game. On the other side of it, it could have been like, oh, why... She was supposed to win the wheelchair. I mean, if she's in a wheelchair, she was supposed to win a treadmill. Just because she's in a wheelchair, y'all being
but
all weird.
We didn't have to know this information, though. That's what I'm saying. We didn't have to know. The curtains was closed. They didn't know. She didn't know what she won. It was one of those things where once she got on stage, it was like, all right, here's your game.
Yeah. Did she make it to the showcase showdown?
She didn't make it to the showcase showdown. Where they Drew Carey offered the
lifetime supply of running shoes. What the fuck? I mean,
maybe car or a trip.
You know, hey, but Drew Carey offered to help her spin the wheel, and she said, "Nah, I can do it."
Good for her.
But on a lighter note,
really,
she got a chance to meet Drew Carey because she always wanted to meet him.
Oh well, there you go.
She didn't need help spinning the wheel.
She said she didn't need help spinning the wheel.
I mean, she gets to practice all day long.
Well, you know, once you lose a limb, you become stronger elsewhere, though, too. So she might have had...
He totally
missed the
joke. I missed that.
That lame ass.
Let me kind of help you. She doesn't need help spinning the wheel.
No.
You still don't get
it? I get what you're saying.
Okay.
You just were like, that shit's not funny.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I understand.
Keep moving.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying, she could give it to somebody. Cause, like, what if you win like a speedboat and you live in a goddamn apartment? You gonna sell it?
You already know you selling it.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe it was the same thing for the treadmill.
But you can live in an apartment and put that motherfucker at the local marina and go down there and enjoy it whenever
you would
money.
Have to. You would have to pay money to do that monthly.
Okay, these people that get cars, what do you think, it's free? You gotta
I know,
put gas
but
in there.
I'm saying a car
you
is more
put insurance on it.
A car is more practical than a speedboat.
But we're not here for practicality.
Or a jet ski. Come on.
I mean, what you gonna do if you go over her house and she on that treadmill on her thing talking about she working out?
I'd be like, good for you, girl. Because you're doing better than me because I ain't doing shit.
No, I'm saying she on that wheelchair.
No, it's gonna be some jokes.
I mean, well.
There's gonna be jokes.
I would honestly be like, you are way better than me because I don't do shit and you are.
Well, technically, neither is she.
Well, think about this.
I mean, she could be like, strengthen her arms. I don't know.
On the treadmill?
On the
treadmill. You're just holding on while the wheels are going.
I'm trying to picture this, what you just said.
Maybe it's going slow and she's doing extra.
So she's on the treadmill with her hands.
Oh, I ain't saying no. I meant on the wheel, like just trying to make it, you know, working, working out.
And so she can just slide off. She gonna slide off anyway, looking whether she's in the wheelchair or whether.
Puppies run on the treadmill, they don't fly off. Little kids run on the treadmill. Right.
Puppies have four legs.
But I'm saying little kids, they do it.
Legs are the the point that we're trying to kind of hone in on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear
you. So with that being said, he's still stuck on this joke.
I mean,
he's stuck on this joke.
Like I said, I'm sure she would probably give it to a relative or she would sell it. Me personally, because I know I ain't going to use that shit, I would sell it.
Or do like most people who buy treadmills.
Use it as a coat hanger?
Yeah, coat hanger, put your clothes on. I ain't got room for
that. I'm gonna sell it because, like I said, I'm not going to use it. So, anyway, that's just me.
But in a sense, I found it hilarious that, you know, she won a treadmill. The sauna, then somebody got to help her into the sauna.
I'm like, and where would you put it?
In the apartment.
See?
I'm just saying, see? Stole that motherfucker on the boat in the marina.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But when she looked at the showcase showdown, she said, she tweeted out that, what was I going? One of the prizes was a party boat. Well, what am I going to do with a party boat anyway?
Makes more sense than a treadmill.
Than a treadmill, okay. Right.
Have a party?
So what was she going to do with a party boat?
She said that was it. She was being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
I think she was being sarcastic.
I'm like, have a party?
Right.
That makes more sense.
Chalky wheels?
Chalky.
I mean, the boat don't stop moving. That water. Yeah. That motherfucker.
Well.
I'm just saying.
What are y'all saying? Nothing.
I'm just saying all of this could have been avoided if they said, Drew, please stall for 3 minutes while we roll this motherfucking train.
What should the gift have been back there, the prize? What would you have rolled if you could have stalled for 3 minutes and shifted the gift? What would it have been?
Shifted the game.
I said gift.
A rascal? Yeah.
The prize.
Some lawn furniture. He said
okay.
A rascal. Scooter.
Am I a rascal? Okay.
But I said those are just a couple interesting things that I found. Throughout my surfing.
We're going to be right back, y'all. We're going to take a quick break.
Rich Harrison, and you're listening to the In Deep Show, where they go deep. So bring a snorkel, my brother.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Welcome back. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you for your feedback. You know who you are. And we're going to actually talk about it soon. But if you want to send some feedback, indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-7501-IDS. Hit us up. If you send that email in, if you want to be incognito, won't tell. Just say, hey, don't say my name. Then we'll, we won't.
We don't tell it.
I will not tell your name. Just saying. So, you know, thank y'all for sticking in there and, we're hanging in there and we really appreciate that. You know, as we come back, you know.
Absolutely.
Scotty Love's new to the team. We appreciate, you know, sending a shout out to him and, shout out to BTG for, you know, posting our show on Twitter, because I totally forgot to do Twitter. So thank you so much for doing that for us. Just thanks. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We're a little crusty, but, you know, that's fine. We're getting back in the groove, and, you know, we'll be bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and hopefully there won't be another Redskins game on the next time we tape.
Please let me know how I'm doing.
Do you have, like, Twitter or anything? Instagram? No.
I got to start my game.
Okay. Well, that's all right. So until then, indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1IDS, 1437.
All right. So I guess we will get into a little bit of the feedback that we got from our previous show.
Let's do it. You've got to plug it into the plug.
Into the plug.
Of the plug. Of the jump. That sounds like it needs more jump.
Some more jump. Oh, okay.
Because without the jump.
There is no jump. There is no jump. Absolutely.
Just saying.
So. Plug it into the Joe.
Right.
Bruno Mars? Deep Show. Good, it's your boy Stone. Show what it is, man. Grip up. Okay, this is a response to that stiff-ass email you got. First of all, let me say, Shorty got that fire. She's sitting on something hot because you got one nigga beating her ass because she want to leave him. And another nigga that can't leave her alone, even though she disrespecting the fuck out of her, yo, like, she got that good. But for you to say, I'm going to defend her honor, nigga, what honor? Now, she is doing you dirty repeatedly. Like, come on, my dude. You gotta let that go, man. Yo, that's crazy, bro. I can't even. And then you got to think about, if that nigga beating her ass, he got no problem fucking you up, too. Like, come on, man. The fact that you want to stay with her, you ain't cut for that. You either leave her alone or deal with it, my dude. Like, yo, just tell her don't. I don't know, man. That shit got me fucked up, yo. I can't believe it. He wrote in to ask about some old fucking shit like that, man. But, yeah, man, y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy Stone, man. Peace.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Stone. I think we're kind of all still feeling the same way. I mean, well, me not as graphically, but.
Yeah, but hey, Stone, we right there with you, bro. I can't see. Really can't see this Bama going over here to defend her honor. And then you go over there, try to defend her honor, and then get your tail beat, too. I mean, seriously, bro, what are you going to do?
I'm just saying. He ain't wrong, though, because, I mean, clearly she do have a good.
Well, say something, because he's staying.
Or I'm just saying, or that dude is just bad shit crazy. Man. I don't know. One of the two.
Well, he's staying, so, I mean, you found out she done cheated on you twice, and you still there? And then on top of that, she gonna come home and say, "Hey, he dotted my eye. Please, Negro, please."
All right, so we got another one here. So we get right into it.
What's going on? In Deep Show family. How everybody doing, man? Nice to see y'all came back for the real. Man, hopefully everybody being good. I see I got a new member. I don't think I heard him before. Maybe on the un, but y'all should have done a little introduction. But yeah, man, last show was pretty good, man. I enjoyed it. Even though I've been keeping up with them dating sucks and the uns. But yeah, how everybody doing though, man? I see y'all back. You know what I'm saying? Football season is back. Man, y'all Redskins looking bad, man. But hey, I can't talk too much, man. My Eagles ain't looking too good. But it is what it is, man. But yeah, other than that, man, let's see a little feedback. Y'all had the question about old boy. His wife got his side, her side nigga whooping her ass. Yeah, I don't know about that, man. That's wild, man. That's wild. So I got a little story. I got a friend of mine, kind of my homeboy from day one. So his girl got pregnant by her man nigga. And we still make fun of my homeboy. Like, he was still in love with her even after she gave birth to this other dude's child. You know what I mean? So that's kind of, like, weird, man. But, you know, some dudes just, you know what I'm saying, they fall in love with the girl and they don't really care what nobody says. I mean, we try to sit dude down. He was not trying to hear shit. So it is what it is sometimes, man. Anyways, man, just a little feedback for the one time. Y'all take it easy, man. Rude Boy, signing out. Yeet.
Rude Boy, pim, pim, pim.
Yes.
What's up, Rude Boy? We're both like,
Hey, Rude Boy, hey. Hey, this is your man, Scotty Love, coming at you. I'm new to the show, bruh. I'm new to the show, so as we get deep into this, then you know I'm gonna share a little bit more. You know, I'm gonna share a little bit more. So, hey, in the meantime, in between time, we just gonna keep it moving.
As he drinks more,
absolutely,
he will share more. Mm-hmm. But Rude Boy, I don't know your friend. I'm not sure how to feel about your friend. I kind of feel like
it's a lost cause.
I mean, well, on one side, I'm like, that's some admirable shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, because no, seriously, because I actually do know someone too. Like, he really, like he, well, it wasn't my friend, but it was a friend of a friend that she was pregnant when they met. But I mean, he really liked her. You know, liked her because I mean, you know, they had just met, and then it was like all of a sudden. You know, they both kind of fell in love, and it was just like, that wasn't his baby, but he raised that baby like it was his baby, and they ended up having, like, getting married, and they had, like, I think one or two more kids or whatever. So, I mean, I can't really, you know, no, granted, it wasn't like, it was like a, you know, she had a side dude or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, it was, I mean, but it was still kind of, like, it was a dude, and he just kind of happened on the scene.
Yeah, but the way, like what you were saying about your friend and old boy taking on, because, you know, the girl was pregnant at the time when he met her.
Mm-hmm.
That's something totally different. When, from the way Rude Boy speaking, his girl, the dude girl that went and got pregnant.
Yeah.
By the side dude, and now,
or was it the main dude?
Oh, main dude. No. I mean,
so you was the side,
he's nigga. Side dude. So now he talking about taking care of a child after she doesn't. She's anyway you look at it, she's stepping out. She's stepping on the side dude. She's stepping out on the main dude. I mean, at the end of the day, so you just gonna go ahead and take care of this child regardless.
For real. Now, I don't have no.
Here's what I didn't understand
because y'all do it all the time. So.
Oh, man.
He said that he... I couldn't understand if he said do continue to fuck with her or
absolutely.
Continue fucking her.
No, it was...
It was
like
fucking with her?
No, they
together.
Okay. Yeah, like
and
they
he said
building the family.
Yeah, they sat him down and was like, dude, what you doing? And he was like, bruh,
and he, I'm
I
in
love.
Her. I'm in love.
I love her.
Man, get your crazy self.
Because see, yeah, I mean... I don't see anything wrong with continuing to make her a pincushion, you know. But yeah, to be all trying to build foundations and growth and all that. That's
yeah, but I don't think he was using her as a pink cushion.
No, that's what I'm saying. I could see if it was that way.
He ready to go out and buy a ring.
Mm-hmm. You know. If he hadn't already.
Yeah, he probably have.
Mm-hmm. Just had I know. Time.
Look, I know this not my child, but hey, you know, I want to make us a family. Boo.
Right. Boo. Bun bun. I don't know. I mean, it's like, I'll be honest. Part of me feels like, oh, that's very admirable, like I said. And then the other side is like, she using you, homie? But like I said, I mean, men do this shit all the time too, so. Be like, oh, we were on a break.
I don't think it was no break. I think that he got carried like the other Bama and the other was
like. No, I'm saying like when it happens. I mean, I'm not going to bring up Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade, but.
Oh my.
But since you brought it up.
Since I brought it up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, remember, he had a break baby. You know, so.
It depends on how long the break was, too.
I don't think it was that long. Well, I mean, it was.
I'm going to sleep in a hotel for a day or two. I'll be back.
I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest. I don't know how long their break was, but still.
And she then took the
But, baby. I mean, I'm just saying, like, we on a break. Can you not, you know, can you not? Anyway.
Well, we got another message in from Mr. Rude Boy, so let's get into that one.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, Rude Boy again. So basically, so let me ask y'all, so just like I said, my homeboy situation kind of like the same as the question that y'all asked. So my question is, I mean, were we wrong for making fun of dude, like I say? So he met a chick. The chick basically was using my dude basically just for money. Like, dude some funds from her. She was just basically just using for, you know, $200 a week, you know, pay my rent, pay my phone. And like I said, we kind of told dude, like, yo, man, she's using you. Then at one point, he bought her a car. This is like back in 2007, 2008. He bought her a brand new Cadillac. Yes, man. Making the car notes, $400 a month. And then, like I say, the shit I fucked up is she ended up pregnant. So we like, oh, shit, okay, maybe she's a child, you know what I mean? Man, come to find out the baby was mixed. I'm like, we like, yo, that's not your kid, yo. Why my man still stay with old girl? And old girl had him, you know, had him, like, acting like he's a stepdad, like, had a damn baby calling him daddy and shit. Like, yo, that shit was wild, man. But shorty ended up moving out of the state, though, so. Crazy shit, man. But yeah, man, like, crazy. Like, how in the hell you gonna let your girl get pregnant by another nigga and you still stay with her? That's crazy, bro. But yeah. Anyways, hopefully I explained everything the right way. Man, glad y'all back, man. Rude Boy here, man. Y'all take it easy, man. Tune to the next show. Peace, love, and respect, man. Alright?
God damn, you have us over here clutching our pearls. That man bought that woman a car?
A Cadillac CTS? What? Y'all have every right to clown his behind on a regular basis.
Right.
I want to clown him.
Right. Remember when Stone said when he called in, he was just like, she must have had a good.
It's got to be. No.
I'm just saying. Because you 5 seconds off of being a stepfather, which means you 5 seconds off of.
Oh, no, he's already stepdad.
No, well, she moved. So, but I'm just saying, 5 seconds off of being a court appointed, like having to pay child support.
But you know, you have some women out here. She's already putting the papers in on him.
Well, he didn't say that part, but she probably could.
I bet you, if you read between, she'd have put them papers in because the little child is calling him daddy.
I don't know. She's a shady individual to me. Because I'm like, if first of all, if you know that's not the baby's father, why are you letting that baby call that man daddy? You're taking advantage of him to me.
And you know what? You're absolutely right. But in the same token, sometimes you got to learn how to guard yourself. But you don't keep,
I mean, I'm not saying, but I'm just saying, I still do think she's taking advantage of him. Okay. And I think, like, his friends were right for clowning him and being like, what are you doing? Because, you know, sometimes when you're on the outside looking in, it's easier. When you're in it, sometimes you don't see the same things other people see.
The jokes would be nonstop.
Rude Boy, to answer your question, if you go to a comedy show, the person is expected to get laughs. Your man is a comedian. Y'all continue to laugh at that motherfucker and give him everything that he's setting himself up for.
Burn his ass up every chance you get. It'd be nothing but joke. Make it to the point where he ready to jump on somebody.
Every time you see him, I call that nigga John and Kate plus eight or something like that. Slim, I'd have something ready for him every time. I wouldn't even call him by his name no more.
Because there's no way that y'all done sat here. You done sat this man down. You told him what he's doing. And he's sitting here, he paying bills. He buying Cadillac CTS. I'm still mystified.
I'm like, is Cadillac, he still around? Because I do need some bills paid. My car note is not cheap.
Cadillac CTS. I'm stuck on that.
Me love you long time.
And I'm a Cadillac fan, so to... He out here buying Cadillac CTS. Bro, you couldn't go to the used car dealer. If you're going to buy some, go to the used car dealer. Get her a Pontiac or something. You know what I'm saying? But
can't
this,
do that for his boo and his baby.
This is
can't have my boo and my baby and right. Some old shit.
This is food.
That's a reflection of me.
She got that good snapper.
Hey, yeah, it's a good snapper for him and a couple other people. Because it ain't just old boy that you got pregnant by. It's somebody else. I just want you to understand that.
Same. Game. Game-recognized game.
Yes. Look, it's a party, and it's a party inside her pants.
Mm.
At all times.
Mm. Mm. I don't even want to.
Why
are
you
no
sitting at home with the baby?
I'm not trying to crash that party. I ain't trying to get invited to that party.
Not at all. Not at all.
I wouldn't even want Nora as a friend.
And the crazy part is, she got some friends probably saying, girl, go on and get that money from you. If he willing to spend it, go on and get that money.
Probably. I mean, let's be honest, probably.
Get that money.
She probably telling her girls, girl, y'all see how I'm getting this? Y'all need to be out there getting that too.
He got friends.
This chick is a bona fide, certified, authentic pimp.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh.
Diamond in the back.
Hey, man,
sunroof top.
Fellas, as soon as y'all realize that your dick is just as valuable as that pussy, your life will be a whole lot better.
Please, don't try it.
I'm trying to tell you.
Y'all out here doing trash-ass shit, too, so.
No, I'm not saying we not doing. Hold on. I don't know how you even got that out of that.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying this man need to get some self-esteem about himself.
Well, you said men. You didn't say, like, you were talking to just
right.
Him.
There's a lot of men like this dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that feel like. Like. The dick ain't just as good as the pussy. I mean, so as soon as y'all understand that about yourselves, you'll be on a better path on life.
So what I hear you saying is tell men know your worth.
No, if you wanna make it sound corny, then hey.
That's not corny.
It's corny as fuck when I hear it say, I know my worth. Okay,
that's not
bitch,
corny.
I know your worth too. It's $22.99. I'll pay that tomorrow, but for now.
If you're messing with $22.99, that's a problem. We're gonna have
they think they mail, you know. They think they worth a million. That's the present thing. They think they worth a million.
And here lies that.
I'm here to do a proper appraisal on the property.
You got a lot of them that think that they have, they got certain criteria for a man. But you, what are you worth?
More than $22.99, I tell you that.
What? No, we're not talking about you, Queen. No, we talking about some teasing. Of these other.
Just teasing.
Because, you know.
And you know what? And it's the one. It's the one. It's the funny thing about it is, it's the ones that have to utter those words are the ones who's.
But see, I don't know about that because I've honestly told people you need to know your worth. So I don't think. I mean, I think there's more to it than
you've
that.
You've told people that.
Yeah, I've told.
You didn't
I've
go to. You didn't go to guys talking about. I know my worth.
Well, I don't have to.
That's my. That's why
because
I said
you,
it.
Because well, okay, the at the end of the day, you know your words. You know your words
are the ones that really don't believe. But I've what had, they're,
and well, you're not going to settle for anything.
I've had to tell friends that, and I think that it's important because some people don't have the same self-esteem as other people have, and I honestly do. Like I'm one person is coming to my mind right now, and I had to tell her. Like, stop accepting, you know, trash. Know your worth. You are worth way more than this and what you're doing. And, I mean, and honestly, she really is. You know, I just think she really had low self-esteem. Now she is in a totally different space.
Meaning,
like, she's good now. She's, like, married and happy or whatever. But before, she was in a relationship that wasn't good for her. I think it was, I don't know why or where the low self-esteem came from.
Well, let me ask you this. Was it just one relationship where she felt like she wasn't worth nothing? Or was it a couple of or several relationships where she wasn't? I'm not saying that she's, you know, that type of.
I mean, I don't know if y'all know, but people really are out here. And I'll say people, men and women, are out here with really low self-esteem. And clearly right. That dude is one.
You're absolutely correct.
And the other dude is one. But I mean, and my friend and other just people I've known, and it's just like, you really do have to realize that you are worth more than the shit that you're putting up with. You know what I mean? And some people just have been like beaten down, and not physically, but they've just been beaten down mentally in relationships or just in life in general. And sometimes it's hard, you know, and they have to pick themselves back up. And you know.
So okay, at the end of the day, where is your strength?
Is that rhetorical?
Where's your strain?
Well, I mean, clearly when it was happening, it wasn't within them. So, I mean, sometimes, you know, like I said, I personally think that was a low self-esteem thing.
So you let a person.
It's easy for you to say that. No, I mean, I know where you're going. It's easy for you to say you let a person beat you down or whatever.
And the only reason I say that because when you love yourself enough. When you love yourself enough.
Absolutely.
No matter what this monkey may say over here about you, you know who you are at the end of the day.
Sure.
So whether that monkey say, hey, you know, you da 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 da.
But I mean, as people, I don't know. I don't want to get too deep because I don't want this to turn into In Deep Show 101. You know, but I really do think, you know, stuff that affected us when we were younger affects us as we are as adults. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. I mean, and then sometimes people seriously are just Captain Save-A-Ho. They just want to save people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that could be that dude. He just want. I mean, not to call her a hoe, but.
No, I get what you're going.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like some people just have that savior mentality too. You know what I mean? And then some people just have low self-esteem where they don't think that much of themselves. And like I was saying, sometimes when you're on the outside looking in, it's easier to see things and to realize like, girl, what you doing? You know, this person is trash and they're not good for you. You know what I mean? And it's just like that person is like, God damn, you know, I know, but I don't really know.
I think it's a thing of being comfortable in something. Because when you're comfortable, because if you're used to the same old type of
thing. I want you to get comfortable with that mic.
Yeah. Okay, excuse me. I'm sorry about that. I stepped away from the mic. So here I am right now. When a person is so used to getting comfortable with the same old thing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they don't even know they're comfortable with it.
I'm telling you, that's part of your self-esteem. Because it's like, you wouldn't be comfortable with some shit that you know it ain't right. You know what I'm saying? If
and
you,
I get what
you
saying.
You just wouldn't be. You know? It's like if you know, you're like, wow, when I feel like, you know, he might be cheating on me, and you're not going with your intuition and knowing 9 times out of 10 the nigga is cheating on you, or the chick is cheating.
Oh,
on
okay,
you.
Yeah, because yeah, I'm about to say, hey,
no, I said order chick.
Yeah, wait, the way at first you was really in on them.
No, because I need y'all to understand that it's not, it goes, you know, it goes both ways. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you know y'all because you say, do y'all have y'all do it on cheat. A whole different level.
Well, we're not as sloppy, but I mean, well, yeah, she was
absolutely, yeah,
she was.
Absolutely, you know, y'all take it to a whole new level. You know?
Yeah, she was, but I mean, normally, no. But anyway, we good. You got something else to say?
I did 15 minutes ago. But,
all right, well let's.
We're gonna fly it in, brother. Fly it in anyway.
All right.
We gonna let this topic here
die.
If y'all want to chime in,
it don't have to be dead.
I mean, for this. Oh. Show right now.
Well, no, I know what you're saying. No, I'm saying.
We would love to hear your feedback based on the dialogue that you have just heard.
Hey. Yeah.
Man. She ain't want to say amen.
I ain't
want
to say amen.
But hey, hey, look.
I know what I'm not going to do is chase your answer.
On this dialogue, hey, we would love to hear your feedback.
In deepshow at yahoo.com or 202-750-1437. You want to leave us a message?
What she said.
One day.
I'm going to catch on with that eventually.
One day. It's fine. One it's day. Only show 2 for you. It's fine.
And, you know, Doc it might be show Doc 15.
Doc was on show 4,000 and still and they could not get it.
And as long as we got the queen, she going to keep us straight. So, hey, maybe. I'm good with it.
Okay. Maybe.
Got anyway. To be funky. All right. All right, I like that. Hey, Big B, you know, your comments were minimal today, bro. I just wanted to say
you know
that.
Why?
No, I mean, I have other things I have to do back here, and like, I wanted to get in on that last one, but it just kept turning to different places. So bringing the conversation all the way back to the root of where I wanted to get in on it at, I just let it go. It was doing its thing.
Okay.
I can go with that.
I can say that. Been on every single show, so people have heard my voice. Okay. They know what it sound like. But off of what Queen was saying about, you know, telling people to they should know their worth or whatever. I just find myself in that situation telling people to live up to their potential worth. Because clearly right now,
absolutely,
what you're exuding is not what your worth is. And for me to send you out there saying, live what you've been showing is a disservice. I'm saying stop being the person that you're being. Get better and step shit up. That's all.
When you know better, you do better.
Hey.
That's what you need friends for.
Girl, you better go on and preach.
The same.
It's pretty much
it. You better go on and preach.
Well.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
One, two.
So we gonna slide on out of here. But before we do that, Scotty Love, one finger, two finger.
One finger for Rude Boys.
Whoa,
boy.
Whoa. Oh. Got me nervous there. Go ahead.
For Rude Boys, boy, for being so dumb. Two fingers for being a part of this show where I can express myself. Not saying that I can't have it in the past, because I always have, but just to be on the air and be able to express myself and do it amongst some real cool people.
Bam, bam, bam.
Queen, 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 queen.
Okay, I will do my one finger first. and end up on a positive note. So one finger goes out to people who are still littering. Why the fuck are you doing that in 2019? Why? There's trash cans everywhere. You got a trash can in your house. You got a trash can at the next spot you go into. You just, there are just trash cans everywhere. Stop littering, for the love of all that is holy. Just stop. You're gross. All right. And I want to fight you.
Oh, for 3 minutes? All right.
Just, I don't.
30 seconds.
Whatever. This fist of fury.
I
get
totally
out.
Agree with you, Queen. But it drives me there's crazy. One thing that I'm going to say. As many trash cans as there are, there needs to be more.
Sure.
Because just the other day.
Sure.
Two things I want to share with you on that same topic.
Okay.
So the other day I was getting out of my car, and I was parked downtown D.C. I was parked in the middle of a block. I gathered all this trash that I had, and because I knew there was going to be a trash can on the corner.
Receptacle somewhere.
I got out. I walked to the corner. Not one on that corner. Not one on the adjacent corner. I looked back up the block. There was one on the diagonal corner on the next block.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, all right, there got to be one across the street. I crossed the street. Not one there. I walked to the next block, was my first trash can.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That is way, and I'm talking about city blocks here.
Mm-hmm.
That is way too much distance to not have a trash can. There should be one on every corner and in the middle.
Agreed. Your actual destination, they had no trash cans?
I didn't say that. I ended up passing one.
No, I mean, that's, you know, I'm being rhetorical. Right. But I mean, because there are people.
Right, but there are more people that are going to be like, there are more people that might actually give the effort and be like, God damn, ain't no motherfucking fire. And just throw this shit
there. They just drop it.
You know, like, I attempted to make a good faith gesture.
Sure.
And fuck that. If they can't give me a fucking trash can, I'm not going to. That was one thing. Other thing is, I don't know if you remember, this was way back.
One finger.
I think this was when we were doing the segment of the FUs.
Uh-huh.
And I think Kai Love has sent one in talking about littering.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, and you can chime in on it as well. So the other, I was at work one day, and I was taking something out, and a cup rolled out the van and went underneath my van.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, fuck that. I'm not getting down on the ground and picking that cup up. I was like, it's just not happening. And that show came to mind. I was like, God damn it, Queen. Look at me. I backed the damn van up, got that cup, and did the right thing.
I'm just saying.
So, yeah, keep preaching.
It ain't that hard.
Keep preaching it, Queen.
Like, I was parked somewhere, and another car was parked in front of me, and they opened the door and threw something out. I just looked at them, and I just shook my head like, come on, man. Like, do better.
What were the names that you called them? That's what I wanted to know. What were the names that
I mean, honestly, because I think I was about to start driving or something. I don't know if I was parking or driving or whatever. I can't remember. But I was just like,
You MMOs.
Like, I mean, I just gave him the mama face. Again, don't
you gave
no
the,
kids.
You gave the mama face. What was the mama face?
It was just like,
Yeah, that's the mama face.
You
right
know,
there.
Do better.
That's the mama face.
But anyway, let me move on. So my two fingers goes out to Miss Diane Carroll. Rest in
Ooh,
peace.
Yes, absolutely.
The OG black.
Absolutely.
Bad bitch, as I saw the video of her today. And she said, I wanted to be the first black bitch on TV. And if you don't know Dynasty, please look up Miss Devereaux.
Yeah.
And see how bad and fabulous and just... First of all, I mean, we know gorgeous, but just fabulous this woman was, and how she played that character, and how she punked the shit out of all those women on Dynasty.
Even as the single mama on Claudine, which is one of my favorite movies.
Because I thought she also did Julia.
Yeah, but she was the mom, single mama on Claudine, and how she handles stuff.
I'm just saying.
Even dealing with James Earl Jones being a garbage man and dipping in and dipping out. She was able to be the epitome of what she needed to be as a single mom and say, hey, okay, you know, you ain't gonna keep, you know, you in, you out. Hey, but I gotta keep it moving. I gotta take care of these children. I gotta make a great example.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So Hey, absolutely. Diane Carroll has always been.
Rest in peace.
You know, hey, the queen.
The queen. Classy, absolutely. Lady.
Mm. Absolutely.
Mm. I want to give my two fingers to all the love that everyone has been sharing. Not only for me personally for my born day, but welcoming us back with this show. And our new member, and you know, dedicating yourselves and your time to check us out and give us another turn of bat. Definitely appreciate that. One finger is for upper management. Stationed at 1 Loudon Park. Yep. Mm. That's what I'm going to do.
And leave it at that.
All right.
All right. So for all of you doubters and naysayers and, oh, yeah, this game going to be over before it started. Let me just give you a little update.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
And by the time you hear this, of course, it'll be different probably. But we, you know, this is a prize fight. We are standing in the middle of the ring.
Standing tall.
Throwing blows with Goliath.
Going back and forth.
And, you know, they just, I think we turned over. I think we had a turnover. And they just scored. But it's 12. They just scored. It's 12-7. It was 9-7. It's 12-7. So we standing
still,
there.
It's still field goal.
All that's y'all knew it was going to be 38-3 by now.
That's what they said anyway.
So.
That's what they
said. I just want to let you know.
Hey, look, and to all my Redskin fans, stand up. Stand strong.
I'm here. Go down with the Titanic, people.
Amen.
Y'all ask yourselves every day, how the hell do these damn DMV people become Cowboy fans?
Their
will is broken. In times like this, stand strong, people.
And they don't know they will.
It's not that they will is broken. It's because they soft and they front runners.
So
front runners. Yes, I see it.
All right.
So we're gonna wrap this up.
We're gonna get out of here, and we will be back at y'all real soon. Don't forget. 202-750-1437 is the way that you can get at us. We want to hear you. We want to hear what you got to say. But before we go, as always, in parting, we'd like to say,
if God woke you up this morning, give somebody a hug.
And love is a dream. Out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn